All righty, back at Jardine Stadium, West Jamesville, Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle spotting for us tonight. We are inside 1 minute before we kick this region matchup off. Our 7-1 Vikings, 2-0 in the region. Boy, what a big opportunity we have here tonight. And finally figured out who the text message came from one of our most ardent supporters. We appreciate it, buddy. We know who you are, Mr. Andy Rogers. We won't give your number out over the air unless, of course, you're looking to buy insurance and you've got to compete between you and your son. But anyway, my friend, we appreciate it so much. We're set to kick off. It will be number 97, Jacob Moore, 160-pound senior. And he has a foot on him. And back deep is number 7, Kenny Durden. To the far side is Troy Braswell. And in the middle is Nick Bergman.
You hear the band in the background. Give it the chant. We're ready to go here from Jardine Stadium in Douglas, Georgia. Just about ready to kick it off. And for all your play-by-play, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. And we're ready to kick this thing off. Vikings will be receiving in the south end zone. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. White jerseys, those crimson pants, the silver helmets. Coffee, Jesse out there in their maroon jerseys, white pants and maroon helmets. There's the kick. Little pooch kick. And
Braswell
has it at the 15. He's across, gets hit as he gets to the 20-yard line. They'll drive him back. Number 50 on the tackle. Clay Youngblood.
I'm surprised at that spot, Wes. His forward momentum had him at the 20-yard line, and he was hit back to the 18, and they are marking him at that 18-yard line.
All righty, so we take over first and 10. The ball on the far hash mark. Just underway here in the first quarter, our first possession. Here comes T-Rock and the young sons of, no longer the young sons of Thunder. Duncan in the backfield where Josh Clemens, little wide out. Durden, little wide out. We've got one near side, one far side. Braswell in motion. Drops back, looks, pass, throws downfield. Got Durden overthrown, and he had a hand on him, and they said incidental contact. And there's a flag back at the 10-yard line.
That's probably going to be holding on the offensive line.
It is.
Good pass, though, by Cole. It threw to the outside shoulder, down the sideline. The only person that had an opportunity was Kenneth Durden, not able to catch up to it.
It is holding on our Vikings. The bad thing is, if they go back and mark it at the 10, it'll be half the distance. It'll be back to the 5-yard line.
They do have the flag just beyond the 10-yard line. Conferring with the Trojans to find out their thoughts. And I still haven't seen the mark off. They are going to accept the penalty.
We mark it back to the 5. So it'll be first and about 22. Parker goes under center. They're in a 4-man front. We've got a man in motion. Dunking up the middle. He's got a hole. He gets out across the 10 up to about the 12-yard line. Give him seven yards on that carry. I'll give him 6. They mark it up at the 16.
Good play selection that time. Able to just generate some yards back, got back to the 10-yard line. I did see something I liked that time. Nick Bergman able to come out to the outside. Nobody went with him on a toss pitch or an option would have been great.
Second and still about 16. Clemens comes wide receiver to our side. We put Bergman in the slot. Parker rolls right, looking downfield. There comes a rush, throws out in the flat. Catch made by Clemens. They said
no
good,
no
out
catch.
Of bounds.
He caught the ball, but they're going to say he was out of bounds before he caught it. It was short of the first down by about 2 yards.
So now that'll make it third and about 16. 11:04 to go first quarter, no score.
Great hands by Josh Clemens that time. He was able to snag the ball out of the air, but they said a foot was out of bounds, and that'll be an incomplete pass.
Bill, you're exactly right. It was great hands there by Josh, but I looked down and saw his foot. It was on the line.
Good eye there, Marty. Mike Moore lines up wide out. Durden goes to the far side. Heavy right. Parker under center. Drops back, looks, throws, off the fingertips of Bergman. He makes the catch. He's across up to the 15. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Tevin Ganey. And we'll have to punt the ball.
That'll bring up fourth down. And Jed Solomon will check in. The long snapper, Tyler Vanderzand, in here on the punt.
L. Carswell goes back. He's standing about midfield. Solomon standing at the goal line. 10:59, no score, just underway here in the first quarter. There's a snap. Nice end-over-end kick.
But it's going to go out of bounds off the side of his foot.
And they're going to mark him down at the 28-yard line.
That is going to be about an 18-yard punt. It had great, the form looked good. It came off his foot well. It just came off to the side and went out of bounds. Viking defense will have to step up here.
All righty. Trojans. Boy, they're pumped. Garner in the shotgun. Twins to the far side. Twins to the near side. We're in a five-man front. Keeps Hill in the backfield with him. Drops back. Looks, throws out in the flat. Up. And he bounces it right in front of number 14. That's Aaron Drew.
Yeah, big body there is number 4, the quarterback. But he did skip it down to the receiver, and it would have been low even if he had it to him.
The ball at our 28-yard line, second and 10. They're already within field goal range on their first possession. Two receivers far side, two near side. Now he puts Tyreek Hill to his right. Garner in the shotgun. Takes a snap, pulls it out. He's going to keep the ball. He gets across the line of scrimmage. He'll get down to about the 25, getting to the 24-yard line.
Will Garner, a big body, as you said, about 6'5", and if he was left-handed, I'd call him Tim Tebow.
And he picks up 4 yards, so it'll be third and 7. Give him 3 yards, third and 7 from the 25-yard line. Again, Coffey sends Twins to our side of the field. Single receiver to their side. We're in a five-man front. Got a man in motion towards us, so it'll be trips to our side. Gardner drops back, look, throws across the middle, off the fingertips of number 14, Drew, and he got drilled by Dirty Island as that ball went into that no-fly zone.
One of the things that that he'll learn as he gets a little older, a junior quarterback, he just had so much heat on that ball. His receiver really almost would have had to have been working at the jugs machine to be able to catch that thing.
And in comes their place kicker, Bill.
It'll be about a 42-yarder from where they're 42 yards from where they're placing the tee.
Moore waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down, kicks up, and it got across the crossbar.
42-yard kick. Good.
Coffey leads 3-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty. Jacob Moore set to kick off. We got Cowboy Williams back deep for us now. High end over end kick. Bergman takes it, drops it at the 5, picks it up, tries to go near side. He's across the 10, the 15, and they'll run him out of bounds as he gets to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, not a big, big return. About 10 yards from where he was able to pick up the ball. Bergman fumbled it, or kind of botched it when he first touched it, picked it up and dropped it again. I thought maybe that did a little bit of delay, and then going up the sideline, he might have an alley up there. Unfortunately, stopped short of the 20-yard line, and the Vikings will take over at the 15-yard line.
9:54 to go first quarter. We trail 3-0 after a 42-yard field goal by Jacob Moore. Cole Parker goes under center. Got Sam Duncan, Mike Moore, and Nick Bergman. They shift almost in a six-man front now. Bergman in motion to give it a bounces off one man, two, gets across the 15, up to about the 16, and maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're going to mark him down at the 15-yard line. That was Nick Bergman. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 now for the Vikings.
McKenzie
Bill
Bass.
With,
yeah.
Hey, guys, I was going to give you an injury update. You know, Troy came in and has been nursing a little bit of a sore ankle, and I think he re-aggravated that injury on the opening kickoff.
All righty, second and nine. Ball now almost to our side of the field.
Official calls timeout.
And he's looking at
an equipment issue with coffee.
9:22 to go first quarter. Like I said, we trail 3-0.
That is not good for Troy the mailman to be out in this particular ball game. But if that ankle's bothering him, can't use him.
Four-man front, three linebackers, corner on our side up tight. The counterplay to Duncan up the middle. He's crossed one man, two, still on his feet. As it gets across a 20, and the diesel rumbles out to about the 23, 24-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to mark him just beyond the 25. Oh, no, on the 26, or 21-yard line, excuse me.
Really, 21. So that'll be third and about four from there. 8:50 to go. We trail 3-0. Send Quincy Crawford to the far side, tied into our side. They shift toward the wide side of the field defensively. Again, the counter to Moore. He's got the first down as he's across the 25 to 30. Still on his feet as he crosses the 35. They won't haul him down until he gets out to the 38-yard line.
And that'll be a first down for the Vikings.
Good job by Mike Moore.
Able to get through the first line of defense into the secondary. And once he got there, able to make a couple moves, pick up some great yardage, and the Vikings get a first down.
All the way out to the 39-yard line, first and 10, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Grandpa Clemens in at wide out on our field, our side. Four-man front. Again, the pitch out to Bergman around the right side. He's got a block strict between two men. He's across the midfield, down to their 49-yard line. And a 12-yard run by Nick Bergman. And gets us into coffee territory down at their 49.
Flag, guys. There's a flag back here on the 39-yard line. Right on the home side.
Let's see.
It looks like a sideline warning because the official had just warned our coaches to get back.
Yeah,
and now he's talking to them.
Good job, Marty. It is a sideline warning.
Oh, thank you, Marty.
And Coach Cribb will do his job on our side, do a little get back.
Vikings started right. Bergman running behind his blocking and then just saw an opening, and boy, did he turn the jets on to slice through there. All righty, ball on the near hash mark right in front of Bill and I at the 49-yard line of coffee. Tied in to their side. They shift back toward the middle of the field. Bergman in motion. Give it to Duncan right behind that big offensive line as he fights his way down to the 45-yard line, giving 4 yards on that carry. As the diesel rumbles.
I tell you, you really got to love football to love that play where you just give it to the fullback. It's not always the most glamorous play, but it gets you good positive yards most of the time. And as we said a couple weeks ago, you keep hitting that hole, and it'll pop open.
Second and six, 7.5 minutes to go. We trail 3-0 here in the first quarter. Tied into the coffee side of the field. Gunslinger, he puts Moore in motion, gives the counter to Bergman. Oh, he got hit as he went across the line of scrimmage, and I thought he got a face mask, and so did Nick.
Yeah, that number 42, Zach Moore, he just closed in with some great closing speed, knocked him down after about a yard gain. Third down now for the Vikings.
All righty, third and about five. Clemens comes to our side of the field at wideout, tied into the far side. That's Ed Moore. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flash. Clemens got the catch, has the first down by one man, two, still on his feet as he gets down to the 32-yard line. It's about a 10-yard pass play from the gunslinger Cole Parker to Grandpa Clemens. That big 6'5 frame out there, and boy, he put it right on the numbers.
Yeah, Josh, and once he caught it, he made a nice little side move and picked up another 4 or 5 more yards, and now it's first down for the Vikings.
At the Coffee 32, we're rolling now. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Coffee out to an early 3-0 lead. Linebacker walks up on the line of scrimmage. The ball's on the ground, and Coffee comes away with it.
Yeah, that was just a handoff to the running back. Didn't look it all the way in. Comes out, and everybody goes down on it, but unfortunately the Trojans come up with the ball.
At their 34-yard line.
Vikings were moving the ball very well. just not a mistake will kill you every time, Wes.
And that may be the first time we put the ball on the ground, Bill, I think, in two or three games.
Well, since the Valdosta game. We're right there at the goal line. That was the only one.
All righty. Gardner for the Trojans. Sends two receivers far side, two near side. We're in a five-man front. He's in the shotgun with Hill. Drops back. He fumbles the ball, picks it up, throws out in the flats. Off the fingertips of number 25, that is Cornelius Crockett, C.J. Crockett.
Quarterback couldn't have asked for a better bounce, Wes. The ball hit the ground and popped right back up into his hands. Still had a great opportunity to make a completion, but it was Josh Clemens out there in coverage.
All righty, A.J. Flukas, nasty flu comes off. Mikeyon Pageant comes in. We're going to a nickel package. Popeye Stanley, Durden, Tyler Hunter, Orta, and Pageant. He has three receivers to the far side. Takes the ball, gives it to Hill right up the middle, pulls it up. Hill gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and oh, they'll give him the 35. And that's about a yard.
Yeah, maybe a yard gain, but that's Justin Wilson down there coming him up off the bottom of that pile. Big number 93 for the Vikings.
Second and nine, 6:09 to go first quarter. We trail 3-0.
Third.
Gardner keeps Hill in the backfield with him. He splits his receivers, one far side, one near side. Got a wing back. He sends in motion toward the coffee side of the field. Takes a snap, drops back. Looking, way downfield, up in the air. The catch made by Tyreek Hill down at their 25-yard line, and there is Cotton on the carpet.
Yeah, Kenneth Durden made a jump to try and intercept that ball. And when he did, he jumped too soon. The ball comes right over the top of him. But we've got illegal procedure.
And what we've got is the man they put in motion. I thought he did. The coffee receiver went in motion, turned upfield before the ball was snapped.
Would have been a 35-yard completion, but it comes back. And the Trojans, all for naught, mark off the penalty, and it will remain third down. But Kenneth just jumped a little too soon on that play. The receiver got behind him. He tried to jump up and make the tip, and he had, like I said, had just jumped a little too soon. 5-yard penalty. It'll bring up third down and 14 for the Trojans.
5:46 to go first quarter. We still trail 3-0. Taquan Lang in at corner now.
Well, no, Geraldo Huerta slides out of the corner. Taquan moves back into the safety.
All righty, trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Hill in the backfield with Gardner. The ball at the 30-yard line. Takes a snap, drops back. There comes the rush. Touch it, starts to, nope, throws across the middle. Oh, and that was off the fingertip.
And he was 26, was wide open.
And that was Hill, but he was open and had enough for the first down after the 45, but just couldn't hold on to that bullet, and the Trojans will have to punt.
So the Viking defense again holds. They held the last time. It's just that where the punt was, we were in, as you said, field goal range to begin with.
Durden.
Set to receive the punt.
Yep, standing back about our 40. There's the kick. Nice high kick. Durden lets it hit, starts to touch it, and Dutton and say nope, and it'll go down at our 23-yard line.
Yeah, Kenneth Durden, not normally the one that's back there receiving those punts, and that's a scary thing when you're back there to receive a punt. A 45-yard punt by the Trojans with the roll, but you're a little apprehensive. You're not the normal guy back there. As we said, Troy Braswell out suffering with a slight ankle turn, so we'll have to just see how that goes in the punt game.
All righty, tight end comes to our side of the field. Crawford, wide receiver to the far side. Again, a four-man front for the Trojans. Almost like four linebackers. Moore in motion. Pitch out to Moore around the left side. He's got blocking out there. He's around the corner. Down the sidelines, and they pull him down, Bill, after a first down all the way out to the 38-yard line. And a flag at the 35.
Wow, this officiating crew is earning their money right here in the first quarter. That's about the sixth flag. And that initial call against the Vikings out at the 35-yard line. Cole Parker took a big hit out there after that last play, Wes.
Well, we had the first, they called it at the 35, so they'll mark it back to the 25, where it'll actually be first and about eight from there.
Yeah.
Paul Johnson brings the play in, ball on the far hash mark. Our Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Also checking in now is Foster Harvey, big offensive lineman, as Michael Van Buren comes out. Arkansas, as they like to call him. 5:05 to go first quarter. We trail 3-0. Moore in motion on the counter play. It is Bergman looking for a hole. Darts between two guys. Gets up to the 35. Mark him out. To the 30. Mark him out to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, I think we need the 32 to get the first down, or maybe 33. A 6-yard run by Nick Bergman.
It'll be second and, a long two from there.
Should be third down, shouldn't it?
Nope. Only second.
We got an injury. Player gets to the sideline pretty quickly, though. We won't have any.
We had the first down when we got the penalty.
You're right.
So then it became first and eight. Now it's second and two. 4:40 to go first quarter. Josh Clemens comes near side. Bergman at wing back on our side. Duncan at fullback. Moore on the far side behind the tight end, Ed Moore. That looks like a 4-2. Parker makes the handoff, flashes, throws downfield, got Clemens, open, goes up, makes the catch, get on the feet, there goes Grandpa, touchdown Vikings, and there ain't no flag.
And there ain't no flag. I see ya, Cole Parker, and I see ya, Grandpa Clemens. 69-yard catch and run, and a touchdown pass from Cole Parker to Josh Clemens.
Cole underthrew it just a little bit, but Josh in his 6'5 frame was able to go up and catch it. And that number 7 for them just didn't have a chance there. Great play there by both Cole and Grandpa Josh Clemens.
Swinging gate swings over now.
All righty, Jed Solomon on to attempt the extra point.
Masters to snap. Alderman to hold.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. Vikings lead 7-3 with 4:18 to go. Take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty. Vikings lead 7-3. Solomon's kick. High end over end kick. And we would tell you who's back deep for the Trojans, but it doesn't matter because the ball's going in the end zone.
That's right. And Jed Solomon has found his way back now into the end zone with his kickoff. First one in there. Vikings lead now 7-3. 4:18 left in the first period here at Jardine Stadium here at Coffee High School.
Bill, I was going to say on that last touchdown pass there, our offensive line did a great job of giving him time to make the fake and step back and set his feet and throw. So good job there for our offensive line.
All righty, ball. Trojans going from right to left. He'll send two receivers near side, one far side. Gardner goes under center. We're in a five-man front. He's got a man in motion. Drops back, throws out in the flat. Catch made by number 25. He's across the 30, 35, the 40 down the sideline. And Taquan Lane doesn't run him out of bounds until he gets to our territory at the 48.
Yeah, Geraldo Orta he had a bad angle on Geraldo. He tried to catch him and bring him down. But it took Taquan Lane coming across the other side to knock him out of bounds.
They go from their 20 to our 48. 32 yards on that run and catch. Again, Gardner goes under center. Keeps Hill in the backfield. Shows a little wing tee with a receiver to the far side. Tied into our side. Man in motion towards us. Gives it to Hill up the middle. No, on the counter. And he's across the 45 down to about our 44.
Good fake that time. And quarterback Will Gardner able to pull the ball back out, give it to his wing back coming around the side, and he'll pick up about 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down now and 6 for the Trojans.
Monshawn Evans checks in for the Trojans. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-3. Hill comes near side. Evans goes far side. They slide Carswell out there with him. Gardner keeps Crockett at fullback. Now he brings Carswell back toward us. Keeps it, rolls, pitches out to Carswell. Clemens has got him in the backfield. He'll lose about 3 yards on the play. Grandpa Clemens from that Will linebacker spot. Saw the pitch, went with Gardner, and how he managed to play both, Bill, I don't know, but he caused him to pitch it.
Yeah, he really did. He was the one there. That's the thing. Josh Clemens is becoming such a great athlete here on the football field. We've seen him on the basketball court, and what a great athlete he is there. But he's coming into his own right here on the football field.
Third and nine from our 48-yard line. Gardner in the shotgun now. Got back, look. Lots of way downfield over the head of everybody. Popeye Stanley had a well-defended back there, and the Trojans now will have to punt.
Good push that time by the defensive line. Their offensive line, though, is not letting those front four or five really get back there to him, but they are pushing the line back to him. It'll be Kenneth Durden again, back deep to receive the punt.
Last time Kenny kind of reached for it and then said, oh, I can't touch it, and let go of it. Scared us up here in the booth. Waiting on the kick. High kick. Durden lets it hit. Scared me there. He got it on the bounce. Gets back to the 15. But, Bill, it almost looked for a second like he did a fair catch.
He did. I saw him throw a hand. I thought he called a fair catch, but they let him still advance the ball up a couple yards once he caught it on the bounce.
We'll take over first and 10 on our 14-yard line.
They have made us start inside that 20-yard line every time, Wes. The Sons of Thunder bring it out onto the line of scrimmage now.
2:17 to go first quarter. We lead it 7-3 after trailing 3-0. Tight end goes to the far side. The gunslinger, Parker, goes under center. The front four shift to the left for Coffee. We give it to Duncan on the counter. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get a yard, and that's about it.
Well, they may mark him beyond the 15 to the 16, so it'll be about a two-yard gain. Bring up second down and 8 for the Vikings. I have almost 3 yards on that, Wes.
How about that? Second and 7. Inside 2 minutes to go now, first quarter. We lead it 7-0. Clemens in man coverage out here in the flats by himself. Parker takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws that. Clemens makes the catch, turns, tucks that ball, gets hit at the 35-yard line. Bill, I believe he's got the first down.
Yep, they stopped the clock to move the chains. That'll be a first down for the Vikings.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line. And they're playing Clemens a little bit soft.
Well, they're playing out here, but we're doing some things that almost a spread offense does, and that's just throwing that little out ball right there, and you got a great athlete like Josh Clemens. He can make some space.
Johnson goes to the far side. Ed Moore, tight end to our side. Mike Moore, wing back our side. So is Bergman. Bergman comes in motion. We give it to Moore on the counter across the left side, still on his feet. He's across the 30. And, Bill, he'll be out to about the 31, 32-yard line. Maybe they mark him at the 33.
Yeah, good run by Mike Moore.
That counterplay worked to perfection that time.
We're about to have some M&M brothers again, aren't we?
Second and 8, just about.
You get a blocker in Ed Moore and a runner in Mike Moore.
And he's sliding back, make it second and 7. We're inside a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tied into our side, 4-man front for the Trojans. The gunslinger takes a snap, puts a man in motion, pitches out to Bergman around the right side. They hit him, and he'll go down at the 30, and there's a flag comes in, and I'm not sure why.
I think they're going to get Mike Moore for a hold. He threw it right at the feet of Mike Moore.
You're right, Bill. That's exactly what they're going to call here. They're going to get a holding penalty here in the backfield on our wing back. It will be 10 yards from the spot, so that'll be a long penalty for us.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Okay, there's two penalties. Sideline warning.
The Trojans, again, they are sideline warning. You see the flag way over on the other side. That should be offset. That's their second time, isn't it?
No, the first one was on us.
Yeah, but still, that second penalty, did he march that off now? Because that's their second sideline warning.
No, the first one was on us.
Oh, was it? Okay.
All right, that marks the ball back inside the 20. It'll be second and 15 from there. Clock running with 35 seconds to go. Two receivers go far side. That's Clemens and Bergman. Durden, near side. Parker drops back. Great protection. There comes the blitz. Gets away from it. Throws out in the flat. Oh, and no pass interference. And Clemens, was the ball was a forward pass. And Clemens, oh, he was knocked to the ground before the ball got there.
Wes, he was behind the line of scrimmage. If he's behind the line, you can hit him.
Okay, thank you, Marty.
And he was. He was about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage because I'm standing right down looking down the line. So
we couldn't see from here, so good
call
by the
officials. That's why they let him play because he was in the backfield.
Good call by the officials. Third and 15. At our 20-yard line, Durden comes near side. They're showing blitz off the corner, off the right side. Linebacker eases up in the line. There they come. Parker looks. There comes steps, and they're going to get him, and he's going down. All the way back to the 12-yard line. Number 45 in on the tackle. That's Zach Moore.
And that's going to put Jed Solomon out to punt the ball here.
Nope, that's the end of the quarter, Bill. Our Vikings lead 7-3. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Landside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at Jardine Stadium, we go to the second quarter. Vikings lead 7-3. Jed Solomon standing at our goal line. And back deep for the Trojans, standing about midfield. Is their punt return. A nice kick. Nice kick by Solomon. Hits at the 50. Takes a Viking bounce. And we will down it at their 47-yard line.
A good 40-yard kick that time by Jed Solomon. Puts it onto the other side of the field. So the Trojans will have to start, and they're going to mark it at the 47-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Trojans.
We punted that one from the 12. Now the Trojans going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. They opened this on their first drive. They settled for a, we gave them the ball in scoring territory at the 28. They kicked a 42-yard field goal, take a 3-0 lead. Now it goes Twins near side, two receivers far side. Gardner goes under center. Five-man front for our Vikings. Crockett at front, they throw out in the flat.
Backwards pass.
The ball's
Viking
no,
ball.
The official comes in and says, the official from the far side said it was an incomplete pass.
The official, the white hat, was saying it was a backwards pass the whole way. You hear the crowd. The crowd not happy with it. From our vantage point here, it was a backwards pass. I got to say, Marty, you'd probably say the same thing.
Guys, I'm down on the other end, but I'm not so sure how that couldn't be backwards because the quarterback didn't even step back. He just took the snap and
there's
turned
still
it
a,
threw out there.
There's still a conference out there
that
with the official.
Had to be backwards.
I'm sorry, Marty. I didn't mean to step on you there.
Oh, no, that's fine. My bad.
There is a conference out there with the officials. The Vikings had recovered the ball.
Somebody's going to be upset. And it's not going to be Coffey.
Yeah, a little too late to go back and change that. Even if they had conferred together and said that was, you know, we missed it, I think it was still a little too late to go back and get it.
That may be the play we needed to wake us up, though. It definitely woke up our crowd.
Yeah, the crowd
needed to wake us up.
The crowd is definitely
Bill,
loud.
Why are they marking first down? The box says first down. The officials say first down.
Should be second down.
Everybody, it's second down.
Unless they're replaying it all together.
They're giving to a fullback up the middle. He gets our territory at the 49-yard line.
Marty, let's see if we can clarify that. Did they just call it a no play and have to go over again because they never moved the down marker? It's now second down. We'll see if Marty can clarify that sometime through the game here. And they do confirm second down. Trojans, second down and about six.
They're going to stop it here.
Yeah, our officials are yelling at them that it's third down. Our coaches are yelling at the officials saying, guys, it's third down.
Yeah,
you're exactly right. Officials are marking it second.
Unless they called that play a no play because they missed it completely. But then they should have notified both sidelines that that was the case.
They still say second down.
Do we have an explanation? And I believe that's what it's going to be. They missed that first play so badly, they just did it over.
What they're saying, guys, is that first play had an inadvertent whistle, so you replay the down.
Yep.
Three receivers far side, single receiver near side, second and six. We're in a four-man front. Gardner drops back, lost the ball downfield to Hill. He makes the catch down the sidelines, touchdown Trojans.
He stepped out of bounds.
Oh, we got saved. I didn't see him because he was streaking down the sideline. They call him out of bounds at the 16.
A 36-yard completion for the Trojans. Right over the top of Kenneth Durden.
Ball at the near hash mark. 10:44 to go in the first half. 7-3. Trojans send a man far side. They brought a man to our side. Gardner goes under center. He's got a tight end to our side. Puts a man in motion. They give it to Crockett.
Ball's on the ground.
They thought they'd give it to Crockett.
And they missed the handoff, Wes.
And so
Gardner falls on it. And he'll lose about a yard or two.
Back to the 17, so it's second and 11 from the 17. 10:28 to go.
Second down now and 11 for the Trojans.
One receiver far side, double tight ends for the Trojans. He splits his receivers, now brings a man in motion back toward the Trojan side. Fakes it, drops back, looks at the end zone, out in the flat. And they try to throw it to Tykeem Hill. And
Orta there in coverage, put a little lick right there late.
So it's third and say 10. And even 10 minutes to go here in the first half. 7-3, our Vikings lead. Evans checks back in for the Trojans. He sends Evans.
Incomplete pass. But it never ran in the first place, did it?
Nope. Sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Keeps Crockett in the backfield with him in the shotgun. Gardner drops back. Look, there comes the rush. Somebody got a hand on him.
Holding.
There's going to be holding against the Trojans. And we knock Gardner out of bounds. Stops the clock, but we knock him out of bounds about the 15, maybe the 14-yard line.
That'll back him up 10 more from that spot, and the spot's at about the
21. Yes, sir, we need to take this. Otherwise, it's fourth down, well within Jacob Moore's field goal range. This will back him up to the 31.
There was some conversation of not taking it, though.
Guys, there was some conversation about not taking that penalty and making it fourth down, but when he kicked his field goal earlier, it was a 42-yarder, and it barely crossed, so I think they wanted to back him up and try to get him out of his field goal range.
He's out of field goal range now. Well, his longest was 44. All righty. Third and a long run. Third and forever. Empty backfield. Three receivers far side, two to our side. We're in a four-man front. Gardner all by himself in the backfield, drops back. There comes the rush, throws it out in the flat. Little inside wrap, hits number seven. He makes the catch, cuts back inside. He'll get down to about the 26, 27-yard line. It'll be fourth down from there.
Maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain. The punts here, he's looking at about a 44 again, 42 or 3 yard punt, field goal, so they may go for it here, Wes.
They're going for it because it's a 44-yard field goal attempt. They're going for it. Fourth down.
And
about 21. Fourth and 21, they're going for it.
Viking crowd comes to their feet.
He'll go to the far side along with Carswell. Single receiver near side. Keeps Crockett in the backfield with him. We're in a four-man front. Gardner, play action pass, drops back, looks, way downfield, and catch is made.
No, out of bounds. And there was a big, big hold over here on our defensive end, but no call. And he catches the ball out of bounds, so it's first down for the Vikings.
And we'll take over with 8:51 to go here in the half on our 23-yard line.
27.
Yep, 27. Thank you, Bill.
27-yard line, Vikings first and 10. They lead 7-3 here in what's been, by some accounts, a very kind of sleepy first half here by our Vikings.
Crawford goes far side. Parker goes under center with a tight end to our side. Bergman, Moore, and Duncan at wing back. We give it to Moore on the counter. He's across one man, two, three, gets across the 30, up to about the 31, 32-yard line. And Mike Moore, I'll tell you what, given an opportunity to get a lot of carries tonight, and he's made the most of it so far.
Yeah, with Troy Braswell out with the nursing that injury on the ankle, Mike Moore and Nick Bergman are getting lots of opportunities here tonight.
It's second and, say, five from our 32-yard line. Johnson goes far side. Again, Ed Moore tight end to our side. Bergman right off his hip. Parker under center looking at that four-man front. Takes the snap with Moore in motion. Again, gives it to Moore. He gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get maybe a yard.
Yeah, very, very little that time. Mike Moore trying to push through. Tackle made by number 26, Tyreek Hill.
8 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 7-3. Crawford brings the play in, gives it to Parker.
Third down now for the Vikings.
Bergman to the right side of Parker. He backs Moore up in the backfield. Here come our Vikings. Man in motion. Give it to Duncan up the middle. No. Then he gets to the 35. And, Bill, we had third and five, and that's third and four. Now we're going to have to punt the ball.
Yeah, the tackle, number 67, Ray Youngblood by the Trojans. And as you say, the Vikings now forced to punt. Tyler Vanderzanden comes in to snap. Jed Solomon set back, and he'll be standing about his 21-yard line to make this kick.
And they'll send Tyreek Hill back to about the 30-yard line. Solomon standing at the 21. There's a snap. Nice high punt by Solomon. Hill signals fair catch, and he'll make the fair catch at the 34-yard line.
A 31-yard punt by the Trojans, or excuse me, by Jed Solomon, and the Trojans will have the ball first down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Viking defense has been on the field quite a bit here tonight. They'll come back out again. Vikings lead 7-3 here at Jardine Stadium. We are about 6:55 left in the first half.
All righty. Again, Gardner, 10-2 receivers far side, one near side. We go back to a five-man front. He goes under center with Crockett at fullback. Gives it to Crockett up the middle, and Crockett will spin and fall across our offensive defensive line and pick up about 3 yards on the carry.
I saw our defensive line going for the ball, too, as he was trying to go over the top, trying to make that turnover happen.
Second, give him 4 yards on the carry, second and six. I'd like to say hello to Rex and Lucy Brown up in North Carolina listening via the Internet tonight.
Dale McBurrow checks in along with Anthony Chandler now on the defense.
Ball all the way out now to our 38-yard, to their 38-yard line. Again, a five-man front for our Vikings. Two receivers far side, a man in the slot. Hill comes in motion towards us. Giz, again, drops back looking, throws down fail. And there was a little shoving between Taquan Lang and number 10, Raymond Campbell.
Anthony Chandler, this time I watched the defensive line, Wes. Anthony Chandler almost got back there to the quarterback, but it was Tim St. Fort was able to make a hit on the quarterback just as he let the ball go.
That stops the clock with 6:11 to go in the first half. Vikings leading 7-3. It'll be third and six, the ball out at their 38-yard line.
Chandler stays in along with number 93, Justin Wilson, and James Mathis.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Gardner in the shotgun with Tyreek Hill to his left. Five-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap. Drops back. Goes out in the flat. Catch made by Hill. And he's close to the first down, Bill.
He's very, very short. I mean, very, very close. Excuse me. But I think he's short.
Clock's running. They haven't stopped it yet.
Our angle is really hard right here. You see Coach McPherson staring down the line. And it's fourth down.
Oh. I would.
A.J. Flukas checks back in.
Fourth and less than a yard. And they're going for it, Bill.
They bring in a heavy set now, the Vikings do.
All righty. Gardner goes under center. Single receiver far side, single receiver near side. Nice, puts the tight end over. Heavy right. Puts a man in motion. Waiting for the snap. Barking out signals.
Yep.
Timeout.
Six.
We'll go ahead and take a 60-second break. Vikings lead at 7-3. We'll be right back after. All righty. They're going for it. They send two receivers near side. It is fourth and less than a half a yard. Gardner, under center, got a man in motion, takes a snap, and they've got the first down as they give it to number 25.
Wow, I thought that right guard jumped a little too soon, but no flag, and it will be a first down for the Trojans.
C.J. Crockett. They get the ball out to the 47-and-a-half-yard line. 5:05 to go here in the half. Vikings lead 7-3. Gardner sends two receivers far side, one near side. We're in a three-man front. Now four, now five. Got a man in motion back toward us.
Counter. Ball.
The ball's on the ground.
And it's Vikings have it, but who picked it up?
One Lane got it, guys. Tyquan Lane.
Marty, did you see it come out? Because I didn't.
Tyquan Lane on the fumble recovery.
I'm not sure who hit him, but Tyquan Lane came up with it.
Did y'all get Tyquan on the recovery?
And that'll be first and 10 Vikings at their 46-yard line.
That's a break the Vikings needed right there.
We need to capitalize on that.
Vikings lead 7-3, 4:48 left in the half.
Parker under center, tied in to the far side of the field. Cole waiting on the snap. Gives it to Bergman on the counter. Oh, he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and drove back. They should give him forward progress of a yard. And then he was stood up.
Yeah, he was waiting on the hole there just a second, and when he did, the hole filled, and he tried to go through it, and they just met him head up.
Second and 9. Valdosta leads Tiff 13-7.
13-7?
14-7.
Camden leads Jenkins 14-3. That's a half.
Parker goes under center. Bergman in motion. Counter to Moore. Looking for a hole. He's got it as it scoots across the left side. Still on his feet. Look at Mike fight his way out to the 36-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down.
And they wanted to officially stop the clock, but now they wind it up. It's third down at about a yard. Less than a yard.
Mikeyon Padgett comes in, and Mike Moore must have a cramp.
Yeah, he's the way he's moving that leg.
Bergman, wing back our side. Two tight ends for our Vikings. Takes a snap to Moore. No, that's to Duncan, and Duncan won't get it. It's going, well, let's see.
No, they're going to mark him right at the line of scrimmage. He did not get any forward progress.
He didn't, guys. He got hit by Zach Moore, and I tell you, that young man for Coffey is only a sophomore, and he is extremely impressive for them. He's all over the field, and he'll hit you too, but that was a great play there by number 42, Zach Moore.
Fourth, ball at the 3:05 mark. 7-3, our Vikings lead it here in the first half. We're going to go for it. Less than a half a yard. Coffey got it when they tried it. Two tight ends. They're bunching everybody up tight. Seven men in the box. Takes a snap. Parker's got the first down as he gets across the 35. The old quarterback sneak, and it worked this time.
Yeah, that time waited on the snap, unlike at Valdosta, where I really think he didn't really wait on the snap. He was so conscious about trying to make the first down. This time, very patient, did his job, looked over, saw the hole, and got the first down for the Vikings.
All righty, first and 10 from the Coffey 35-yard line. Crawford brings the play in. Kendall Coleman in at tight end.
Single tight end. Ed Moore does check out.
Crawford comes near side. Patching at wing back on the far side. Coffey and that 4-3 defense. The linebacker up on the line of scrimmage. Parker keeps it rolling. Oh, and he wants to throw the ball, and he throws it behind Sam Duncan. He had Sam out in the flat.
Yeah, he had to throw it so quickly, and he threw it down and at the feet, and as you said, behind him just a touch. But he had such great pressure on him, he couldn't get himself turned around enough and make a good, solid throw down the field.
Bill, you're exactly right. He didn't have enough time. And I tell you, Kendall Coleman was running down the field, nobody near him.
Clemens checks in. Moore wing back far side. Bergman near side. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Clemens makes the catch, still on his feet. And he'll get about 5-6 yards on the play. It'll be about third and four from there.
Josh Clemens just keeps getting better and better every week. And I'm amazed at the quality of his catches and his presence of where he is on the field.
Number 28 in on the tackle. Third and about three. We're inside 2 minutes to go. The ball at the 29-yard line. Parker. Counter to Moore, across the 25. He's got the first down. Bill to the 23-yard line. Are they going to mark him on the 24? Stops the clock with a minute 42 to go.
Yeah, still a first down. A minute 42. Vikings lead 7-3, trying to get some score here before we go into halftime.
Johnson comes near side. Clock has been wound. Tight end Coleman to the far side. Parker under center. They're showing blitz.
A
false start against our Vikings.
Yeah, the ball was really, really late coming from the center, and the whole left side of the line had moved. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, illegal procedure, and back them up 5. It'll be 1st and 15 now for the Vikings. Ball placed on the 29.
We've got to get just across the 19 for a first down. Clemens gives the play to Parker. Parker gives it to the rest of the Vikings. Coleman tied in to the right side. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Parker goes under center, marks out signals, takes a snap. Play action pass, drops back, throws out in the flat. He's got Kendall Coleman open,
sir.
And there comes the flag. We've got pass interference. He was all over Kendall Coleman as he ran that skinny post right down the middle of the field.
Yeah, he had to put his hands on him. Otherwise, that was 6 for the Vikings.
And that was a smart play.
There's some conversation with the official back here. He's still not sure what is.
It's going to be half the distance.
Pass interference against the Trojans. That'll be a first automatic first down for the Vikings.
Thing of it is,
where's the ball placed?
They're going to take it down, Bill, about the 15-yard line.
They will mark it
at the 15.
Exactly on the 15.
With a minute 10 to go, Crawford comes near side. Ed Moore back in at tight end. He's to the right of the gunslinger. Parker takes a snap. Looking. No,
counter to Bergman.
And Bergman,
he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Clock runs now under a minute, 58 seconds, and it is running.
We've got, looking at timeouts, I believe we've got 2 left, or 3. We've got 3. Clemens comes near side as a wideout. Gunslinger takes a snap. Drops back, looks, throws to the end zone. Clemens makes the catch, still on his feet. And they'll run him out of bounds somewhere around the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Clemens just took the outside route right there, right down the sideline, made the catch, stepped out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 35 seconds left in the game,
It's third and about half a yard. We've got to get across the 5.
Big 3-0 coming into the lineup.
Oh, the bulldozer.
Oh, and big number 93 coming in at the tight end spot.
We've got a timeout. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Vikings lead it 7-3. All righty, back at Jardine Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty will grab coach as we go to halftime. 35.9 seconds. It is third and a half a yard. The ball, we've got to get to the 5-yard line. The ball is at the 6.
And the Vikings lead 7-3. Need to get a score here, Wes, before we go to half.
The Diesel, James Mathis in the backfield, double tight end. Takes a snap, gives it to Mathis across the left side, and there's got a flag coming in, and you know what that's going to be. When it comes in from the umpire, you've got holding.
We do that a lot. We give it to James Mathis, and I've said this before on the broadcast. You really have to open a hole to get James Mathis through it. He's got to be a guy that's running downhill. You got to get the hole open for him in order to make it. He's not going to bust your hole for you. He doesn't have that explosion. So you've got to be able to get a hole for him.
Coffey's got a decision to make. It's either going to be fourth down, or they're going to give us third and mark off 10.
They're going to back it up and give us third down.
Back to the 16. So third and 17 from the 16. Or two receivers far side. Parker goes under center. Takes the snap. He rolls right. He's looking. Got Bergman and throws it at his feet. Incomplete pass. That'll stop the clock with 17.4 seconds to go. And Jed Solomon is going to come on to attempt a field goal.
Austin Masters, the long snapper. Avery Alderman, your holder, and Jed Solomon will try to make the kick here. 17.4 seconds left in the half.
They should set it down somewhere about the 28-yard line. It'll be about a 38-yard attempt.
And that's exactly right, Wes. They're going to set it right on the 28-yard line. Left hash mark. Right in the wheelhouse for a right-footed kicker.
Waiting on the snap. It's down. Kicks up. Yes, sir. Vikings lead at 10-3. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back at Jardine Stadium. Vikings just kicked a 38-yard field goal.
32. No, it was
38. 38?
It was on the 22?
Huh? 33-yard field.
So it's a 33-yard field. I'm sorry, we weren't paying attention to our hash marks.
13.4 seconds to go in the first half. Either way, we lead it 10-3. Solomon set to kick off. Hill and Carswell back deep for the Trojans. There's a kick. And that ball will sail into the end zone. And they'll take over first and 10 from their 20.
Viking defense now come back out on the field. 13 seconds left in the half. Vikings lead 10-3. See if we can't force this thing into the locker room here for halftime.
Trojans will get the ball to start the second half. Gardner goes under center. Heavy right. Nope, he's just got double tight ends. Sorry, double tight ends. Takes a snap. Ball's on the ground. Picks it up. We hit him in the backfield.
They were just going to run the clock out and go to the locker room, and they put the ball on the ground.
His old victory formation, and time will expire. Vikings lead it 10-3. We keep it right here till Marty can
get a few words with Coach McPherson about how difficult this first half has been.
Coach, it's a tough first half there, but we got a very important 3 points there right before half. What can you say about that?
Playing hard, we get too many daggum penalties, man. We got to regroup, make some adjustments, come out playing.
Coach, your defense is playing well as always. What adjustments you making halftime for the offense?
Well, you know, we're having a hard time blocking them at times, and these daggum holding penalties are killing us.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty, we'll take Vikings lead at 10-3. It is the Barry Broom All-State halftime report, and we'll take a 5-minute break, and we'll be back right after this.